Welcome to the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministries. I want to talk to you today about trusting God in times of uncertainty. I know with the recent chain of events that have taken place not only in the United States, but in the world for that matter, that there's a lot of uncertainty that's taking place. And I would imagine through all of this, we're asking ourselves, where is God in all this? What's God's plan? What is He up to? How is He orchestrating things? And that's a very common question to ask when things are not as we are accustomed to. And this leads me to talk about one of my favorite movies of all time, which is the Karate Kid. And what I love about this movie is the lessons that it shows. And in this case, we have young Daniel-san who goes to Mr. Miyagi, and they develop an awesome friendship. And through the course of this friendship, Mr. Miyagi agrees to teach Daniel-san the art of martial arts. Now, the conditions with it is that while he's teaching him martial arts, then he has to do various things around Mr. Miyagi's home. Now, the very interesting about it is that Mr. Miyagi's style of teaching Daniel-san is very unorthodox. I mean, he has young Daniel-san painting his fence and painting other things around the house. Now, it wasn't just any old kind of painting. He had Daniel perform the strokes a certain way. And he had Daniel waxing his cars, but he wouldn't just apply the wax. He would apply it a certain way. And one of the famous phrases that we hear in the movie is wax on, wax off. So Daniel-san had to do that a certain way. He had him scrubbing the floor with that same method. Now, this went on for some time. And naturally, here it is, young Daniel-san. He's, okay, when are you going to start teaching me martial arts? Because it wasn't the type picture or perception of how he thought he was to be taught the art of martial arts. So naturally, young Daniel-san got frustrated. And there's a climax point in the movie where Daniel-san, he gets frustrated with Mr. Miyagi and says, look, I've been doing everything that you asked me to do. I've been cleaning this, I've been cleaning that, and you still haven't taught me martial arts. And then at that time, young Daniel-san goes storming off. And this is like one of the most beautiful parts that I love about the entire movie, is Mr. Miyagi goes after young Daniel-san and he says, Daniel-san, stop. And when he says that, then he goes up to him and he lovingly talks to him and he says, everything is not as it seems. And I remember that part of the movie being a part that just completely blew me away, where he says, everything is not as it seems. Then Mr. Miyagi begins to piece together the method to his madness to show young Daniel-san that I've been teaching you martial arts all the time, but everything is not as though it seems. So he asks Daniel-san to show him each of the movements that he asked him to show. And then with that, he would do a move with the martial arts, and then young Daniel-san would see how each movement that Mr. Miyagi was teaching him to do was in defense of a offensive movement towards him. And then in one blur of a moment, he had Daniel-san perform all the movements at one quick moment, and it was just amazing to see how it all played out. And then after he did that, he told him to get back to work. But I say all that to say this, is that even though it may appear upon the surface that everything is all chaotic and all hell is breaking loose, but God is always behind the scenes, all in the midst of it, doing His good and perfect will. Matter of fact, I think about scriptures which say He will never leave or forsake us. That's a promise. That's the promise. In fact, we have the easy part. And here's why I say we have the easy part. Because when you think about it, God has to go and orchestrate this. He has to go and orchestrate that. He has to go and change this person's mind, bring this together, bring these two people together at this particular time. All these intricate details, God is orchestrating and putting all together because he's just God. He's just sovereign. That's just all to it. And all the while, you know, he's just telling us to trust. He's just telling us to have faith in him. And so, as we begin to look at our situation, he tells us to cast our anxieties upon him because he cares for us. But one of the scriptures that I love so much, and it is a scripture that I always go to whenever I'm in a situation that I don't quite understand what's going on. But I go to this because this is a promise, and it's located in Psalms 32:8. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I love that scripture because that's the heart and the nature of our Father. He's a loving Father. He cares for us. That he's not going to put you out here on your own to navigate this thing that we call life. He's going to instruct you. And he's going to teach you. And he's going to show you the way you should go. And all through that, he's going to be counseling you with his loving eyes upon you. He never takes his eye upon you. And I think about so many things. When Peter was walking out on the water to Jesus, it's like Peter, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, everything was fine. And he was walking in the water. But the minute that he took his eyes off Jesus and started seeing the wind and the rain and all the worries and distraction of it, he began to sink. And they said that Jesus went and reached out his hand and picked him up and said, oh, you of little faith. And what that shows is that even though the worries and everything that was going on around him, that was all chaotic, but Jesus never took his eyes off him. And I want to encourage you today that as you are going through a difficult time, maybe it's a situation with your finances, with a loved one, or just things that's called life. I want to encourage you to know that God is with you through the times of uncertainty. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He just wants you to trust in him. He wants you to talk to him. Come to him real, just like Daniel-san did with Mr. Miyagi. Like he was upset. He was frustrated. He told Mr. Miyagi just how he felt. But the beautiful thing is that Mr. Miyagi went after him lovingly and brought him back into the fold and gave him a glimpse of just how he was there all along and how he was doing the very thing that he didn't think he was doing. And that's our Father. He will never leave nor forsake you. And that is something that you can rely on. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. My hope and prayer is that this podcast will bless you in some way, that there was something that God placed on my heart and my mind to say that will encourage you and move you forward to trusting God in times of uncertainty, to know that he will never leave nor forsake you. So until next time, I love you. Have an amazing, blessed day, and God's grace be with you powerfully.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of Lionel Sneed Ministries. For daily inspiration and books by Pastor Lionel, please visit www.lionelsneedministries.com.